The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yechiel Bieberfeld, Reish Kollel in the Philadelphia Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
We begin Be'ezer Hashem, Shabbos, Kuf Memhei, Amen Aleph. There's an interesting shaila that the place can deal with when talking about the issur of schitas peiros, of squeezing fruits for its juice. And that is it mutter to eat a grapefruit with a spoon? If one were to slice a grapefruit in half and cut around the wedges to make them accessible, and then the way to eat it was to scoop out each wedge with a spoon, and is it inevitable, it's a psikoresha, that juice will be squeezed out as one cuts the, takes the wedges out with a spoon, or it takes the spoon against the side of the fruit, of the grapefruit, and since it is a psik ratio that juice will be squeezed out, is this permissible to do on Shabbos or not? That's one question, is it mutter to do? And the other question is that juice that is squeezed out in the process of eating the grapefruit, mashkin shezavu, as the Mishnah had mentioned, the Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, would it be mutter to then drink this juice of the grape juice? We could ask, is squeezing juice from a grapefruit, or for that matter, squeezing juice from an orange, would that be a deiraisa? Would it have the status of zeisim v'anovim, which squeezing their juice is deiraisa? Or would it have the status of tusim rimeinim, of berries and pomegranates, which we explained, have a din of a issed rabbana to squeeze them, because there are some people who squeeze them? We mentioned in an earlier shiur that there's a machlokes, according to the Prima Gonim, at least there's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ran. And it's based in here in the Gemara Kuf Mem Hei Amud Aleph on the bottom. Omer Abchiya Bar Ashi Omerav, Dvar Torah, Min HaTorah Einei Chayav Al Drisa Zeisim V'Anovim Bilvad. One is only Chayav Min HaTorah in Schita if they press out and squeeze out the juice from Zeisim V'Anovim, olives and grapes. All other fruits, it seems like, would not be deraisa. Rashi explains the reason why this is because all other fruits are not the derech to do that, and therefore it doesn't have a shem malach on it. As we explained, it doesn't have a shem mashke on those fruits. The Ran explained, according to the Prima Gonim's understanding, the Ran explained that it has to be one of the seven mashkin, it has to be one of the zayin mashkin, which are machshir food to become mekabel tumah, that is only deraisa. All other fruits that are not considered the zayin mashkin are going to be derabbanan. So it would seem that grapefruits or oranges would be machlekes the Ran and Rashi. And according to the Ran, since grapefruits and oranges are certainly now part of the Zayin Mashkin, they can never be at the level of Zeisim Anovim and never be Dairaisa. There would be a Drabonim Tusim Rimbainim. According to Rashi, if this indeed would become the Derech, then perhaps we could say Zeisim, not only Zeisim Anovim, but as well grapefruits or oranges would also be a Dairaita to squeeze them out. There is a tshuva in the Mishkanes Yankov from Rabbi Yaakov Mikalin, Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin, the brother of the Keren Oira, was his younger brother, Rabbi Yitzchak Mikalin, also a Talmud of Rabbi Chaim Volozhin. In Erech Chaim Siman Kuf Yud Beis, not dealing with the Machlokes Rashi and the Ran, but dealing with really the Rabbi Nochananel here in Tosfos Divrei Maaseh of Rabbi Yechanan, where he posits that just like we find that L'inyan Tumah, you need one of the Zayin Mashkin in order to be Machshir, something to be Mekabel Tumah. So too, when it comes to the din of Schita, of Mefarek, of juice from Eichel, it has to be one of the Zayin Mashkin. And when he says, we see this from the Gemara earlier on Kuf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, Kuf Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, where indeed the Gemara does compare the din of Tumah to the din of Mashkin, the din of Schita. And therefore, according to him, it has to be that the schita deraisa would only be where it's one of the zayin mashkin, and grapefruit certainly would not be in that category. However, the Chazon Ish in Erech Chaim Siman Nun Hei, both in Sivkon Dalet and Sivkon Ches, disagrees with the Mishkanes Yaakov's premise, and he says that schita on Shabbos is not holy, is not dependent on the dinim of tumah. Rather, he says, "Kol shebnei adam nenim min amashke." If people appreciate the juice of a certain fruit, when they separate the juice from this fruit, schit is dependent on what people do. If they consider the juice of this fruit to be worthy to be squeezed out as a drink, that's considered mashke. However, but any juice in a fruit which does not get the consideration from people, to bother extracting it out of the food, rather they eat the fruit and its juice as one. That's what it would depend on. The Chazon Ish says, but in terms of schita on Shabbos, it depends only on what people considered for mashke to be squeezed out. With this, the Chazon Ish explains two halachas. Halacha number one, which we find in our daf, is that Rabbi Yochanan holds if one squeezes boiser for its juice, it can have a din of schita on Shabbos, even midiraisi, he can be chayav on it. Even though boiser, unripe grapes, that there's only a third ripe, they certainly don't have a shem mashke. As far as tumah is concerned, they don't have a shem mashke to be mashke something like habal tumah. Yet Rabbi Yechonet says you chayav for schita. It must be that dine tumah and dine schita are mutually exclusive. The Chazon Ish goes further. The din of kvashim and shlokas here on our daf, which even though what's going into the fruit, what's being pickled here is water, and water certainly has a shemashke, yet Rav and Shmuel both hold that you're not chayiv on schita of kvashim and shlokos. How could they say you're not chayiv and it has a shemashke? It must be that the din of tumah does not have the same din. And since over here people do not consider this mashke, this mayim, to be considered a mashke anymore, once it goes into the kvashim and the shlokos, it therefore loses its status of a mashke in terms of hilchas chita. So we can say that the din of grapefruit, to squeeze it out on Shabbos, according to the Mishnah Yaakov, certainly would not be deraisa, and according to the Chazon Ish, perhaps it could be deraisa. It would depend on what people consider this is a mashke. It certainly would have a status of tusim v'rimayim, because there are many people who squeeze it, and the grapefruits and oranges are certainly squeezed for its juice. The question is, could it be considered also in the category of a deraisa, like tusim v'rimayim? We'll digress for a moment to Hilchas Brachas, and then come back to our shayla. There is a machlokes between the Rosh and the Rashba of what bracha does one make on juice that is extracted out of food. The Rosh holds that if one cooks up a fruit, then the mashke that comes out, the juice that comes out, since it has tam ke'ikar, it has the tam of the fruit itself, the bracha on the mashke, the bracha on the juice is the same as the fruit. If one would cook up an apple, since the apple is a berei priyaitz, so too the cooked mashke with it also gets a berei priyaitz. However, says the Rosh, if one just squeezes out juice from a fruit, one squeezes out juice from the apple, that bracha is only shahakur. The Rashba says, you look at it a different way. That if the derech is to squeeze these fruits for its juice, then it has the same bracha as the fruit. If the derech would be to squeeze out an apple for its juice, then it would have the same bracha as the apple oy be'priyates. It's not dependent on bishul, but rather it's dependent on what the derech is to squeeze. That example that we just mentioned about an apple, the Chazon Ish has a question. The Chazon Ish in Rechaim Simen Lamed Gimel Sif Hei, he says, according to the sheet of the Rashba, that says peiros that even squeezed for its juice could have the same bracha as the fruit itself, he says, does that din change midar ladar? Does it only go with whatever fruits were squeezed for its juice bizman ha-gemara? That's the determining factor. Or does it go midar ladar, can change? Says the Chazon Ish, the Chiruk Migaraya from the Gemara Kuf Mem Dalad Amid Beis here in Shabbos. The Gemara says, V'chi Beis Menashe Ruba Dalma, is Beis Menashe, they squeeze Shar Peres for its fruit. Or they squeeze fruits like Remainer for its juice. Are they Ruba Dalma? Mashma, says the Chazanish, if indeed they would be Ruba Dalma, then the din would change, even though it was not prior to the days of Beis Menashe. It would not was not like that, but Beis Menashe, if they would be Ruba Dalma, indeed the halacha could change. Therefore, he says, if most fruits, for example, if most oranges would be squeezed for its juice, then according to the Rashba, the bracha on that juice, on that orange juice, would indeed be a Be'er Pri Yoetz. Getting back to our shaila about the grapefruits, the truth is, the Aruch HaShulchan in Simen Shin Chof, Sif Yud, says that you only chay min ha-teira on zeisim anav bilvad, because only they are oimnim rubon lamashke. Masha'engin, two sivarimainim, the middle category of fruits, you are not the roiv, even though there are those who squeeze it, ach loy roiv. And for the Mishnah, it's also mashma, that it really dependent in roiv. Based on that, we would have to determine if roiv grapefruits are squeezed for its juice. If roiv grapefruits are squeezed for its juice, then according to, like we're saying, like from the Chazanish's understanding, and certainly according to the Rashi learns the Gemara in Kuf Mem Hei Amar Aleph, then roiv peiros of grapefruits would be squeezed for its juice, then indeed we can elevate it to the status of Zeis Vanovim, and there would be indeed a deraisa to squeeze them. The fact of the matter is, it would seem that most grapefruits are not squeezed for its juice. Most grapefruits are still eaten as the fruit itself. And therefore it would remain, as Tusim remain, it would remain as a drabonon. But it still would be also a drabonon to squeeze it. So getting back to our shaila, is it mutter to slice a grapefruit in half and cut them between the wedges, and then eat it out with a spoon, when there will be a psik ratio, they will come l'schita? Even though it will only be Asim Drabbanan, it's a psikresha on an Isid Rabbanan. Indeed, the Chut Shani from Rav Nissen Karelis, Chelik Bey, Zaman and Vav, Hitaka Paskins, that will be usher to eat grapefruit with a spoon based on this fact. A different fruit, melon for example, which we mentioned the previous year, that has the status of Shar Peres, nobody squeezes melon for its juice, and that certainly will be mutter to eat, even though it's a psikration that the juice will come out. But grapefruit, since it is an Issa Drabbanan, will be a psikration on an Issa Drabbanan. Is there a heter to eat grapefruit with a fruit, with a spoon? So the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chosa Perakei Ha'orah Membeis brings two svaras from Rav Shlomo Zalman. The first svar is that eating grapefruit with a spoon and thereby squeezing out its juice is only klachayad. It's a malacha done in not the normal fashion of squeezing. Secondly, that's one derabbanan. Secondly, you find we have that the din of grapefruits, as we determined, is only an issa derabbanan, tusim reminin. If so, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, you have two derabbanans on a psikresha, and two derabbanans on a psikresha, the Mishnah Berurah already paskind in Simen Shin Tezayin, Sifkon Tezvov, that it is mutter. Over there, the Rambam is talking about closing a box where there are flies in that box, it will be trapped. And the Ramah says it is Aser. Mishnah Berurah says the Ramah is only talking about a small box where there is only one Derabbanan. If it was a larger box, so since the Zvuvim are not B'minei Nitzod, it's not something that is normally trapped. Flies are not normally trapped to be able to keep the flies, so that's one derabbanan. And if it's a large box that is not considered an absolute seder, because you can't get a b'shchiya achas, it will be two derabbanans on a psikresha, the Mishnah Berurah paskens as mutter. Based on that, Rav Shlomo Zalman says it will be mutter to eat the grapefruits with a spoon. However, the Chazoinish in Arachayim Simenun Beis Tesvav says that two drabonons on a psikresha is only when a psikresha de loy nichalei. L'chayri, you could say here, by the grapefruits, it is nichalei. It's certainly nichalei that the juice comes out. Perhaps you could say it's loy nichalei because the person wants the juice to remain in the fruit, or it could be it is nichalei. Rav Shlomo Zalman gives yet another svara. The second svara he says is that schita is only when the mashke comes out and it have juice by itself. But here, as soon as this juice is being squeezed out, it's mixed together with the fruit, it's mixed together with the pulp of the grapefruit. So for that reason, he says, it could be you don't even have a shem schita on the juice that's being squeezed out. And certainly if it's mutter to eat it, then any mashke that is just there, that the Mishmura, he says in Simchat Nechav Dalet, in Simchat Nechav, that once it is squeezed for a different purpose than its mutter, then you don't have to be heilach li'ibud, the mashke doesn't have to be heilach li'ibud, does not have to be thrown out, and one could certainly drink that juice. It goes without saying that to take the grapefruit itself, the half of a piece of grapefruit, and to squeeze that, whatever juice is remaining, to squeeze that out for its juice, that certainly would be asur d'rabbanan, like the din of tusim remainim, which is asur d'rabbanan.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.